action on sustainable development and the achievement of gender equality. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rashima Quatta, for this powerful statement. It is now my pleasure to move to the second theme, focusing on the actions for overcoming inequalities in the context of the COVID-19 recovery. And are we again connected?
We're checking.
Okay, so I'm going to give the floor then to the person who is in the room. So I would like to give the floor, and we'll go to I will give the floor to Ms. Tamar Cabonia, First Deputy Minister, Ministry of IDPS from Occupied Territories, Labour, Health and Social Affairs from Georgia. Tamar Cabonia holds over 20 years of experience working in health sectors in low and middle income countries settings, fostering health system strengthening. Georgia has been taking significant steps towards addressing the sexual and reproductive health needs of persons with disabilities, following the Leave No One Behind principle. Ms. Cabonia, what is Georgia's progress towards achieving universal access to SRHR for women and girls with disabilities? Would you share with us some of your experience? You have the floor. Thank you.